Before we jump into today's episode, I want to know, are you feeling constantly tired, stressed, or stuck in survival mode, even though you're doing all the right things? My best-selling book, Optimal You, Supercharge Your Energy, Strengthen Your Immunity, was written for people just like you. It's a guide for those of us living in the modern chaotic world who want to optimize your health, prevent burnout, and take back control of your energy and well-being. I'm so proud to share that Optimal You is an Amazon number one bestseller and has been shortlisted at the Business Book Awards in the wellness and well-being category, recognized for its science-backed, practical, and truly holistic approach to long-term health. Inside the book, I share the exact framework I use in clinic, from the 8 core pillars of health to the 4 essential lifestyle S's. Whether you're struggling with niggling symptoms, feeling low in energy, getting sick more often, struggling with autoimmunity, or you simply want to feel like yourself again, this book will meet you where you are. Available now in hardback, paperback, and on Kindle, just search Optimal You by Nicole Good on Amazon or visit optimalyoubook.com for all the links. Because your health shouldn't be on hold and the optimal version of you is waiting.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces, and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
You walk into a room and you forget why you're there. You open your laptop and you stare at the screen, unable to remember what task it was you were just about to start. You're reading an email and halfway through, it's like your brain just stalls. If any of this sounds familiar, you're not alone and you're certainly not imagining it. We often call it brain fog, but that term doesn't quite capture how frustrating it can be. It's that sense of being mentally off, slower thinking, forgetfulness, trouble concentrating, and a general haze that sometimes just won't lift. It can feel like you're running on low battery all the time. Now, most people chalk this up to stress or to poor sleep, or sometimes just to getting older. And yes, all of those things can absolutely contribute. But one of the most commonly overlooked causes of persistent brain fog, especially in women and especially in high performers, is actually the thyroid. And in today's episode, I want to take you beneath the surface of brain fog and explore how your thyroid, which is the small butterfly-shaped gland at the base of your neck, plays a really huge role in how your brain functions. We'll talk about the science behind thyroid hormones and cognition, why brain fog is often one of the first signs of thyroid dysfunction, and most importantly, what you can do about it. Whether you've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, you suspect something's not quite right, or you just want to better understand the root causes of fatigue and forgetfulness, this episode is for you. So let's jump straight into it. What exactly is brain fog? Well, the first thing is, it's not a formal medical diagnosis, so you won't find it in textbooks as a defined condition, but it is a real and recognized symptom. And one that comes up often in clinic, especially among those who are navigating burnout, hormonal shifts, or chronic health issues. And brain fog really refers to a cluster of cognitive symptoms. So you might notice reduced mental clarity. So like your thoughts are swimming through treacle. It's really hard to form a thought. You might have difficulty concentrating or even staying focused on something. You might find you're more forgetful. So things like names, appointments, or even just why you walked into a room or why you opened the fridge door. Slower thinking as well. So what we call reduced processing speed, where it just really takes longer to organize your thoughts or to make decisions. Sometimes people just recognize it as not being very decisive anymore. And while these symptoms can be really subtle at first, over time, they really start to chip away at your confidence, your productivity, and even sometimes your sense of identity. I often hear patients say to me, "I just don't feel like myself anymore." And the important thing to understand is that brain fog is a symptom. It's not a cause. It's your body's way of saying that something is out of balance, but the source of that imbalance can vary greatly. So for some, it is down to that chronic stress. It's the elevated cortisol, which disrupts the brain's ability to function efficiently. For others, it's poor sleep, especially when you're not getting enough of that deep restorative sleep, which is essential for memory consolidation and mental clarity. It's also been linked to things like blood sugar imbalances. So those who are having dips and crashes, that can leave you feeling a bit foggy or a bit jittery or sometimes even a bit spaced out. Inflammation as well is another root cause of brain fog, especially if it's that low grade and chronic inflammation that can really dull that brain function. And then, of course, let's not forget perimenopause and hormonal changes. These can significantly affect cognition, sometimes before you actually recognize the other symptoms. So before things like the hot flushes or cycle changes. But one root cause that is often missed, and this is even by health professionals, is the thyroid. And that's what we're going to focus on here. So let's talk about how the thyroid, this really small but mighty gland at the base of your neck, directly affects your brain. Your thyroid produces hormones that are essential for metabolism, which isn't just about weight or energy, it's also about your brain's metabolism. So one hormone in particular, which is T3, is especially important for brain function. T3 plays a role in regulating neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, and GABA. These all impact your mood, your focus, your motivation, and your sleep. T3 also has a role in myelination. So this is the process of insulating nerve cells to help messages travel quickly and efficiently. It also plays a role in neuroplasticity. So this is the brain's ability to adapt and repair and form new connections, which is really vital for learning and memory. So when thyroid hormone levels drop, as they do in hypothyroidism, everything slows down. Your brain becomes sluggish. The communication between the neurons is less efficient. Your memory gets patchy. It's harder to think clearly, to stay focused, or to feel emotionally balanced. And this is why brain fog is one of the most common early symptoms of an underactive thyroid, of hypothyroidism. Even before you start with all the other symptoms, like the gaining of weight, your skin going dry, periods changing. And it's not just full-blown hypothyroidism that causes this. Subclinical hypothyroidism, which is where your TSH is just slightly elevated, but your T4 and T3 are still within range, can still lead to noticeable cognitive changes. And for many people, this is this gray zone because they're told that their thyroid is normal, but they know that something isn't quite right. And your brain is one of the most sensitive organs to thyroid hormones. So even slight fluctuations can affect how you feel mentally and emotionally. And here's where it gets even more interesting or frustrating, depending on your experience with it. But thyroid dysfunction doesn't just cause brain fog. It's actually also strongly linked to mood disorders. So low thyroid function can actually mimic or contribute to depression, low motivation, anxiety, and even panic attacks in some cases. So it's all very interconnected. Low thyroid function means less dopamine and serotonin activity in the brain, and that means that your brain can't regulate the mood or stress responses as well. So many patients then end up prescribed with antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications, when in fact, a thyroid imbalance may be part of the picture. The good news is, once we identify and we correct thyroid imbalances, especially using a functional approach that looks at the whole body and looks beyond just your TSH level, cognitive symptoms can often drastically improve. Now, when we're talking about thyroid-related brain fog, it's not always just about low hormone levels. In many cases, the most common underlying cause of hyperthyroidism is autoimmunity, and that's a condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And Hashimoto's isn't just a thyroid problem, it's an immune system problem. And this is where the body is mistakenly identifying the thyroid gland as a threat, and it begins to produce antibodies that attack it. This immune activity doesn't just impact thyroid hormone production, it also creates chronic low-grade inflammation. And that inflammation in itself can have profound effects on the brain. And one of the key players here is cytokines. So these are signaling proteins released by immune cells. And when cytokine activity is high, it can lead to neuroinflammation. So that's inflammation in the brain. And this can disrupt the brain's normal functioning and impact mood, memory, focus, and clarity. In fact, inflammatory cytokines have been shown to interfere with neurotransmitter production, slow down communication between brain cells, and even affect the blood-brain barrier, which is this protective layer that keeps toxins and pathogens out of the brain. And when that barrier becomes more permeable, inflammatory molecules can pass through more easily, contributing to brain fog and even neurological symptoms. Now, here's something that often surprises people. You can have thyroid antibodies long before your thyroid hormone levels become abnormal. So that could mean that somebody feels exhausted, foggy, anxious, or just not quite themselves for years, but standard testing will still come back as normal. The most common antibodies that we're looking for in the testing when we're looking at Hashimoto's or autoimmune thyroiditis is anti-TPO and anti-TG, may also be written as thyroperoxidase antibodies or thyroglobulin antibodies. If these are elevated, it's a sign that the immune system is already starting to see the thyroid as a threat. even if the TSH and T4 levels haven't changed yet. And that may just be there's not enough damage to the thyroid yet for those hormone levels to be impacted. And this is why functional testing and early intervention are so important, because by the time the TSH rises, immune processes have often been active for years. So if you're experiencing persistent brain fog, mood shifts, or fatigue, and especially if you've got a family history of thyroid issues, celiac disease, or other autoimmune conditions, it really is worth checking your thyroid antibodies and not just the standard TSH test. Understanding that Hashimoto's is an immune-driven condition opens up a whole new set of tools for treatment, not just replacing hormones, but addressing the root causes of immune dysfunction and inflammation. So we've looked at how thyroid hormones and autoimmunity directly impact brain function. But to really understand brain fog in the context of thyroid health, we need to zoom out even further, because the thyroid doesn't exist in isolation. And if you've read my book, Optimal You, you will know how passionate I am about taking a whole body approach and how deeply interconnected our body is. The thyroid is really deeply connected to the gut, to the adrenals, to the immune system, and to your nutritional status. So let's start with the gut-brain-thyroid axis. Your gut and brain are in constant communication via the vagus nerve and a network of biochemical messengers. But when the gut becomes inflamed, often due to poor diet, to infections, to stress, to medications, it can actually lead to something called intestinal permeability, or what's often referred to as leaky gut. And when this barrier breaks down, undigested food particles, toxins, and bacteria can pass into the bloodstream. And the only way to mop them up from the bloodstream is for the immune system to come out, and that triggers inflammation, not just in the gut, but systemically, so around your whole body. That includes the brain, and it includes the thyroid. So a leaky gut is also a major contributor to autoimmune activity, including Hashimoto's, and is often at the root of ongoing brain fog, particularly when it's paired with fatigue, with bloating, or with food sensitivities. So repairing the gut is often a game changer for cognitive function. So then we have the adrenals, and we've got to look at this stress picture. Stress is a major driver of both thyroid dysfunction and brain fog. And when we're under this chronic stress, our adrenal glands release high levels of cortisol. And over time, that elevated cortisol disrupts the thyroid hormone conversion, so particularly the conversion of T4 into active T3 form. So most of what we produce is T4, but our body needs to convert it to T3 for it to be used. And that conversion can be disrupted by stress and by cortisol. Cortisol also suppresses the immune system in some areas, but will ramp up inflammation in others. And it also affects the hippocampus. So this is the part of the brain that is responsible for memory and for learning. If you're constantly in fight or flight mode, your brain doesn't get a chance to rest, to repair, or to focus. You might feel wired but exhausted. You might be unable to concentrate, easily overwhelmed. You might get a second wind in the evening and find it hard to get to sleep. Or you might be mentally foggy. Does any of this sound familiar? I'm sure it does for many of you out there. And finally, let's not forget the nutritional piece. Many of the nutrients most important for both thyroid function and brain health are commonly deficient in patients that I see. These include things like vitamin B12, which is crucial for memory and for nerve health, iron, which helps to deliver oxygen to the brain, selenium, which is needed for that conversion of T4 to T3 and for antioxidant protection, and omega-3 fatty acids, which reduce inflammation and support the structure and fluidity of brain cells. Low levels of these nutrients can lead to significant cognitive symptoms, and they're often missed on standard blood work. So even something like low ferritin, a marker of iron storage, that can leave somebody feeling foggy and flat, especially in thyroid conditions where absorption or demand is altered. So as you can see, brain fog is rarely just about one thing. It's often a result of multiple systems being out of balance. The thyroid, the gut, the stress response, and nutritional foundations that all support that healthy brain function. The good news is, once we start addressing the root causes, often with a few simple strategic steps, mental clarity can return surprisingly quickly in some cases. So by now, you might be thinking, all of this sounds just like me. But how do I find out what's really going on? And this is where functional testing becomes a really powerful tool. Because when we're dealing with something as nuanced as brain fog, especially when it's tied to possible thyroid or autoimmune issues, we need more than just surface level blood work. We need to look under the bonnet, so to speak, to get that complete picture. So let's walk through some of the key tests that I recommend in clinic when someone presents with brain fog and fatigue that just won't shift. The first thing is a full thyroid panel. Most conventional tests stop at TSH. And while that tells us how the brain is asking the thyroid to work, it doesn't actually tell us how the thyroid is actually performing. So a comprehensive thyroid panel could include TSH, free T4, which is the storage form of thyroid hormone, and free T3, which is the active form, the one that your cells actually use. Reverse T3, so this can actually block the action of T3 if it's elevated. That's often due to stress or inflammation. Anti-TPO and anti-TG antibodies. So these are to check for that autoimmune thyroid disease even before the TSH goes out of range. And this full picture really helps us to understand not just if the thyroid is sluggish, but why, and whether it's an issue with production, conversion, or the immune system. Secondly, we look at gut health testing. Because of that gut-thyroid-brain connection, I often run comprehensive stool tests. We're looking for things like dysbiosis, so imbalances in the gut bacteria, inflammation markers, digestive function, so how well you're absorbing nutrients, any pathogens or infections, anything like H. pylori or yeast overgrowth, all of these things will cause inflammation, and signs of leaky gut or intestinal permeability. Supporting gut health is really foundational, not just for resolving that brain fog, but also for calming the immune system, particularly if Hashimoto's is part of the picture. Then we have adrenal and stress testing. So if you're dealing with long-term stress, with burnout, with sleep disruption, then I often recommend a saliva cortisol test. And this is looking at your rhythm, so how cortisol rises and falls across the day. Too much or too little cortisol can disrupt thyroid hormone activity, it can impair memory and mental clarity, and it can leave you feeling wired, tired, or both. Balancing that stress response is often a missing link when other areas look fine on paper, but the brain fog is persisting. And then finally, some nutrient testing. As touched on earlier, that certain nutrient deficiencies can mimic or worsen brain fog, even if they don't show up on a basic blood panel. So I'll often test for things like B12 and folate. They're really crucial for memory, energy, and neurological health. Ferritin, so looking at that iron storage, suboptimal levels are a common cause of fatigue, brain fog, especially in women. Things like magnesium, zinc, and selenium, these are key cofactors for both thyroid hormone production and nervous system regulation. Vitamin D, because that plays a role in mood, immunity, and inflammation. And those omega-3s for brain structure and anti-inflammatory support. And even small shifts in these nutrients can have a really big impact on how you're feeling mentally. And we can do as much or as little nutrient testing as you want. There's lots of different tests that we can do for this, and you can get really full panels, or you can just test for these most important ones. You can learn more about functional testing on our website. We'll drop the link to that page in the show notes below this episode. But when we bring all of these insights together, so when we bring together your thyroid, your nutrients, your gut, your adrenals, your brain, your immune function, we can really start to create a truly personalized strategy to get you thinking clearly and feeling like you again. So let me share with you a quick example from my clinic that really brings all of this to life. I was working with a woman in her late 30s. She was a business owner and she was juggling a young family. And predominantly she was running on coffee and adrenaline and I'm pretty burnt out. She came to me saying, I feel like I'm losing my edge. I can't focus. I forget my words mid-sentence. I'm just not quite myself anymore. She didn't have any diagnoses. She wasn't ill. She just didn't feel quite right. Her GP had run some basic bloods and told her that everything was fine, but she knew that something wasn't quite right. She suspected that it was maybe hormonal. We ran a full thyroid panel, and while her TSH was just slightly elevated, slightly over optimal, it was normal, but slightly over the optimal range, her T3 was low and her thyroid antibodies were sky high. So looking at this really early stage Hashimoto's picture, we also found that she had low B12, low ferritin, and she had some signs of gut inflammation. So over the next few months, we really worked on supporting her thyroid function with really targeted nutrients, calming the immune system, repairing her gut, and helping her to gently regulate her nervous system. And within a few weeks, the fog began to lift. So her memory started to improve. She started sleeping better. And her words were, I feel like I've got my brain back. And that's the power of personalized and root cause medicine. And it's possible for so many people who've been told that their symptoms are just stress or just aging. You can find relief with the right care. So if you're feeling tired, you're feeling foggy, you're feeling overwhelmed, or like you're just not functioning to your full potential, please don't ignore it. It might not just be stress. It might not just be that you're not sleeping well. It could be your thyroid. It could be your gut. It could be something else. Whatever it is, we need to get to the bottom of it. And if it is your thyroid, there's so much that we can do to turn things around when you've got the right information and you've got the right support. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to invite you to explore my book, Optimal You, where I go deeper into the root causes of burnout, fatigue, immune dysfunction, and the thyroid. And if you're ready to take the next step, we'd love to support you through our thyroid and fatigue program, a personalized science-backed path to clarity, energy, and long-term health. You'll find all the links in the show notes below. Thank you so much for listening. And if this episode helped you, please share it with someone else who needs it. Your brain and your thyroid will thank you.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.